A little more than 2 months ago, 24-year-old Juan Francisco, along with six others, was killed by members of a Mexican drug cartel. Francisco's father is Mexican poet Javier Cecilia. Juan was just one of the estimated 34,000 people killed in Mexico in drug-related violence over the past 4 years. Let's take a listen now to the poet. Here is Javier Cecilia speaking at a recent protest that he organized.
We never want to see you again outside of your barracks, except to defend us from a foreign invasion or to help us, as you always have during natural disasters.
Cecilia is now leading a 900-mile march across Mexico, visiting cities where people have been affected by drug violence. He's actually there speaking to soldiers. He's speaking out against the war on drugs. Joining us now, Irina Caselli. She joins us from Ciudad Juarez. She's reporting on this story for our partner, the BBC. Irina, do we have any idea how many people will participate in this march?
No, we don't yet, because this is a very new movement, and a march like this is completely unprecedented in the history of Mexico. What we know is that a few weeks ago, on May the 8th, there was a similar march that culminated in Mexico City, and at that march there were 100,000 people, a very high number for this country, that attended. So organizers believe that since the march is going to go through several cities that have not seen a similar movement before, we're expecting high numbers there as well.
You know, there has not always been great results for those who've spoken out against either the war on drugs or against drug cartels in Mexico. Are there fears for Javier Cecilia's safety?
Well, security is definitely an issue. The organizers have been very careful. Obviously, the march is going to go all the way up to Ciudad Juarez, which is considered the world's murder capital. Only last year, for example, over 3,000 people were killed. So obviously, security remains a big issue, but organizers have been very careful. They've had very strict security procedures. So we're not expecting any trouble, but it is a very unpredictable situation, as nothing like this has been done before.
I mean, tell us about Javier Cecilia, how well he's known in Mexico, and why he's bringing so much passion among people to this protest.
Well, he's a very renowned poet and intellectual across the country. Actually, when his son's body was discovered, he was actually away from the country, but a very powerful grassroots movement got together very quickly in the city of Cuernavaca, where the Cecilia family is from. And it was actually quite unexpected that people would start gathering to protest against the killing of Cecilia's son. And the one thing that is different about Cecilia and his movement is that Cecilia, as a poet, has been able to give a voice to those who haven't spoken before in a very powerful way.
That's Irina Caselli, freelance reporter, covering this story for our partner, the BBC. We'll be traveling with the marchers all the way to Ciudad Juarez, right, Irina?
Yes, I will be on the march, so I'll hopefully talk to you guys again soon.
I hope so, and stay safe. Thank you so much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.